If you're dreaming of starting an online business, but are feeling overwhelmed because you don't know the right steps to take to turn your expertise into a profitable business, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to How to Start a Business, where we talk all things about business, sales, and marketing. I'm Jan Ditchfield, an award-winning business strategist, online business growth coach, and your host. And I'm here to share actionable step-by-step guidance on how to build, market, and launch a sustainable business. Each episode will give you proven business startup tips and marketing strategies to grow your sales and your impact. If you've been looking for the knowledge, tools, and confidence to achieve your dream of running a successful business that makes a massive impact in the world around you while giving you the freedom to do what makes you happy in life, then hit that subscribe button and get ready to dive into your first lesson at business school. Hey you, I'm Jan, and welcome to How to Start a Business, my limited episode podcast series. I spent over 20 years out in the real world helping businesses to be able to grow their authorities and their profit. And I now run my own business where I help women turn their expertise into a profitable online business that scales with ease. And 20 plus years later and 20 plus million dollars later, I've learned a thing or two about how to start a successful business. And hanging out in this online space for a while, I realized that a lot of the things that are shared are not the things you need to know. So I put this series together to help you start on the right foot so you can turn your dream into a wildly successful business. It takes an unbelievable amount of courage to start a business. And that courage should be rewarded with really strong, sound advice. Advice that helps you build your business like a really strong house. So I want to share with you the six pillars of a really successful business and how you should be thinking about them when you're putting your business plan together and as you move through listening to the other episodes there. So what does it actually take to get a business idea off the ground? My analogy has always been built around the idea of building a business like a house. And there are six specific things that I wrap this entire idea around: your foundation, your walls, your roof, your front door, your decor, and your curb appeal. The very first thing you want to start off with is you want to build the foundation of your business. Because if you don't have that foundation, the rest of your house is never going to stand. And this is the most skipped part of business development, because honestly, it's really boring. I'll be the first to admit it. I teach the boring stuff in business. But when you do this and you do it well, and you take the time to understand it, everything you do after this is easy. So your foundation needs to include your understanding of the problem you solve. You have to understand how to align a solution to that problem that people actually want to pay you for. And you need to know who you're selling to. And you also need to understand that the advice that's given out all the time that niching isn't necessary is false. You have to niche. And you also should have some basic understanding of who your competition is in the market. And I don't mean competition like we're going to give them the side eye. I mean competition like who else is doing something like you in your space. Are they doing it well? Is there opportunity for you? This is all part of developing business acumen. You start getting an eye for your business and you start seeing gaps and how you can fit into that gap. And once you get that, you just run from there. And once you have your foundation in place, it's now time for you to start putting up your walls. And your walls are all about the strategy to help you stand out in your market. This is when you need to dig in to understand how to explain the benefits that you offer to other people, to be able to know and understand where you're unique compared to everything else, then how to be able to position yourself in your market space so you can stand out and answer questions like what you stand for and what you don't stand for, who you're here to serve, what your long-term vision is for your business, how you can build partnerships to help you reach that. Those are your walls. Next, let's put a roof on your house. And the roof is your money and how you're going to grow your sales. This involves understanding how to run a budget, but even more is about understanding if what you've created is going to make you money. Are people going to come and pay you for what it is you're selling? Or have you gone too far down the passion lane and you haven't aligned enough against solving a problem for someone? And the key to knowing that is validating, validating, validating. And once you get your offer in place, you also want to know your pricing and how to create a plan to keep people engaged with you as a customer, because we don't want to be thinking about our pipeline as only being filled with cold traffic. We want to understand retention in our business as well, how to keep them in our cycle, Because the key to a successful business is repeat business. You need to put a plan in place around how you're going to treat your customers while they're with you, but also how to treat them after they've left. And growing your business is more than just your sales funnel. It's your strategy. You need that funnel though, but unless you have all the other things in place, you're not going to know how to set up a funnel that's going to be successful. And once you have the roof of your business established, now you want to put your front door up. And your front door is all about creating a website and a brand that your customers will love. You want to create a brand that's around more than just your logo. Your brand is how you make people feel and think, and it's what they say about you when you're not in the room. And you want to own that messaging. And once you've created that brand, it's time to put a website in place that's going to convert visitors to customers. Websites serve you in a way more than just being pretty to look at. They should convert for you as well. You want to create one that's going to bring people into your sales funnel and move them through the process, where they have the opportunity to get to know you and like you and then trust you enough to buy from you. That door is so important to your business. And once we have our foundation and our walls and our roof and our door, now it's time to decorate. And decorating is about building a marketing strategy that's going to convert those strangers into loyal customers. Most people start with marketing before they do anything else. But if you don't actually understand who you're serving and what the problem is that you solve, you won't understand how to build a marketing plan to bring people to you. And your marketing plan should look at things like where you're going to build your authority and how often you're going to be on social media, what you're going to say when you're there, what the strategy is behind the content and how that leads to sales, how to create the right lead magnet for you, how to get on video and be confident when you show up on it. Your marketing strategy really is the drapes in your house, the paint on your walls, the doily that you throw on the counter. It's what makes people sit and want to stay for a while, but it isn't what gets them to the door. What gets them to the door is your curb appeal, and that's your launch strategy. And I don't mean that by starting an Instagram account and just saying my business is open. I mean creating a strategy that understands all the different elements of bringing someone into your world and nurturing them through the journey to buy from you. Learning to launch to cold traffic is very different than learning to launch to people who already know you and like you and love you. Most early sales in business come in because of things like friends buying from us or family buying from us, but that's not what sustains a business. What sustains a business is knowing how to launch to people who have no idea who you are and converting them into customers in a very specific amount of time. Having a launch strategy in place is an effective way to get people to come into your yard, walk up your driveway, walk up your pathway, knock on the door, and come inside. And that's what creates a strong business. And you need all six of these things. You can't just have one, and you can't have pieces of the other, and you certainly can't skip something. You need all six in order to build a really strong house, which is your business, your foundations, your wall, your roof, your door, your decor, and then your curb appeal. And that's how you set yourself up for success from the start. And that's exactly what I'm going to be teaching you here on the podcast series: how to lay a foundation for your business, how to position yourself in your market, how to create a pricing strategy that works and understand your money, how to create a brand and a website that people love and converts, putting a marketing plan in place that creates fans, not just customers, and then the right steps to launch that to profit. So let's put your plan in place so you can follow your strategy and go out there and make an impact while you're making a profit. Doing something you love while getting paid to do it? That sounds like a pretty great job to me. Let's dive in.